Time for another story from our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you on the radio. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Sandy Oglesby was 19 when she met Dwight. He was stationed in Arizona, and they were married 4 months after they met. Once Dwight got out of the military and finished school, he and Sandy drove to rural Alabama to meet Dwight's family because they had not been able to attend the wedding. Sandy was not expecting the welcome she received when they drove up to her in-laws' house.
Out of the house pours his mother, his father, a brother, his wife, their children, another brother, his wife, their children, another sister. And all I could think about is, I really need to use the restroom. So we make it up the steps, and everybody's hugging and kissing and laughing and crying, and they're all, yes, ma'am, and me, so nice to meet you, ma'am. And I finally get a sister-in-law kind of close, and I say, could you tell me where the restroom is? And this little 5-year-old guy puts his hands on his hips, and he says, I'll be right glad to show you where that is. And he walks me through 2 bedrooms, no hallway. And he gets down to the end of the 2nd bedroom and he throws open this door. This old decrepit bathroom. It's got the claw tub and it's got the little tiny sink and it's got literally a pull chain toilet. And he says, well, my papa heard you was coming. He decided he's gonna have to build on a bathroom. So I hope you appreciate it, you damn Yankee. How can I even be a damn? I'm from right here in Arizona. Well, I found out if you're not from one of the 11 sacred states, you are indeed a Yankee. One of the sister-in-laws gave me a little bit of history. She said, I'm telling you something all of us sister-in-laws know. Don't let Bessie Irene sew for you. That's the mama. She's the worst seamstress in all of Talladega County, maybe the entire state of Alabama, I don't know, but none of us let her. So if you want to be safe and wear something decent, you go right ahead, but don't ask Bessie to make it. 2 days later, Bessie says to me, you know, Sunday's a-coming. I'd just love to make you dress for church. And so we go to town, and I am deliberate in getting the simplest material possible, pink. And then I get the simplicity pattern. For those of you who don't sew, the name says it all. You see, yeah. And I take all of that home, and she starts sewing, and as she's having a good time, and I'm learning how to be a country girl, and it's just a lot of fun. Well, I reckon I'm done. You want to try it on? And I said, yes, I do. So I put on the dress, and I tell her it's beautiful. And the next day, we go to church. And what do you know? She's introducing me to her friends. This here is Mrs. Miller, and Mrs. Miller looks me up and down, and she said, did Bessie Irene make that dress for you? Turn around, let us look at it. So I did my little thing, turned around, let her look at it, and she said, ain't that something? And I said, it sure is, isn't it? And Bessie was so pleased with the response of all those nice Southern women being kind to the Yankee that she was holding my arm, and we got out there, and she said, well, I'm right pleased. That's awful nice of you. Let me sew you up something like that. I said, I just love it. I love the pink. I love the whole thing. I'll wear it every time I come for church. And she said, well, ain't that something? And I said, it sure is. And I want to tell you folks about that. I'm still a Yankee, but I've never been a damn Yankee again.
Sandy Oglesby is a storyteller and lives in the Valley. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling this evening at the Arizona Biltmore Resort in Phoenix. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit us at storytellersproject.com.